This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Crop damage is still being evaluated in the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Helene and the Delta and along the East Coast. But crops hundreds of miles from the center of the storm were also damaged by the remnants of the historical event. Tony Dieters with TNT Crop Insurance says southern and central Illinois corn impacted by that tropical event.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of damage on the wind as far as in central Illinois. It actually goes from Marshall all the way over to your western part, of course, to Missouri.
John Stroll with Farm Credit Illinois says farmers are back in the field and now seeing firsthand the damage from high winds and rain.
So there's been a lot of reports after the hurricane went through, wind-blown corn. The stock integrity just wasn't there. We had a very, very dry August, just wasn't able to withstand those type of winds. And the damage we're seeing is some of it, you're talking 25 to 30% lodging, tangled up stalks, corn flat, throughout the field. It's a struggle to get it picked up and to get it into the combine. All over the board. In some way, shape, or form, it seems like everybody in that corridor was affected by it.
Dieter says high sustained winds were more than crops could endure.
The wind ranges actually were 60 to 70 miles an hour, and that was consistent throughout a 3 to 4 hour period that evening. And I live in a pecan orchard, which definitely knocked out pecans in my orchard, which normally don't fall until November.
Stroll says the storm event was adding insult to injury from a very challenging crop year.
We started out very wet with a delayed planting. Then we get into the fields, get everything going. Then we experience that super high, super dry August. We probably lost 25 to 30% off that top end yield. And then you go out to harvest finally this crop and look at a flat field and hard to get excited. We did experience some rallies in the pricing here. Maybe that's a little.
The death toll from a Hurricane Helene is now over 200. Searchers are making their way toward the hardest to reach places in the mountains of western North Carolina, where the storm washed out roads and knocked out electricity, water, and cellular service. The overall count has made Helene the deadliest storm to hit the U.S. mainland since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Farm Bureau organizations across the region providing resources for those affected and those looking to help their neighbors near and far. The American Farm Bureau's website has a link to a number of resources available for those who need help and wish to contribute to storm victims. That site is fb.org/issue/hurricane-Helene. Again, fb.org/issue/hurricane-Helene. The conflict in the Middle East between Israel and Iran, as well as the Black Sea between Russia and Ukraine, seeing the CBOE volatility index climb rapidly. The VIX jumped to nearly 20 today. Traders are wagering that fear index will keep climbing. Some of the most actively traded options would pay out if the gauge surges as high as 27 to 29. Those are levels that haven't been breached since the early August tumult in the global market. Oil prices have surged from the low $70 a barrel mark to the upper 70s, some analysts discussing triple-digit prices if tensions escalate. Proposed delay in the implementation of deforestation regulations by the European Commission, putting soybean futures under pressure. It was an advantage to the U.S. since we aren't destroying rainforest to grow crops, said Linda Meyer of AgriSource, Brazil a leading supplier of grains abroad, particularly soybeans. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.